Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back to day five, last day of our parenting myths. And today, we talk about success.
This is a nasty one.
Now, I'm sure that somebody saw this and was like, parenting myths, success? Why would success be a myth?
Right.
Well, you just wait and see.
Right.
Because the reason that it's a myth is not because success is a myth, because we can all achieve success. But the reason that we're calling this a myth is because many times parents fall into the trap of trying to dictate success for their kids.
That's right. As with all of these other issues that we discussed this week, the important first step is to define.
Right.
What exactly do we mean by success?
Right.
Okay. Parents say, I just want my child to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Right.
It means different things to different people.
That's right. Because oftentimes that is immediately followed by, well, he's going to go to college. He needs to make this GPA. He needs to do this.
That's right. When you say, what do you mean, I only want him to be successful?
Mm-hmm.
And then they delineate this list.
Right.
Well, he has to get this, and he has to go to college, and he has to...
And then you ask the kid, hey, so what do you want to do? I have no idea. I don't even know if I want to go to college.
Right.
You know, I just
want
to play video games.
I want to play paintball.
Yeah.
You know, or I want to build video games.
You know,
I don't want to go to college. I'm not sure going to college.
And so the parent sets these expectations based upon how they define success. And we feel like, well, you know what, we have to set these expectations and we have to, you know, define success for them, because otherwise they're not going to find success.
Yeah, it's our obligation as a parent to set very high expectations so that our child will achieve at a very high level.
Right.
Maybe our expectations are different, or maybe they far exceed what the child is prepared to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Richard, how old were you when your parents said that their expectation was that you were going to go to graduate school and become a psychologist?
They never did.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of a perfect example. I knew that you were going to answer that way. That's why I asked you. Because my parents never said that to me.
No, they don't.
You know,
never.
We don't correctly, typically, mm-hmm. define our kids' success. Our kids find their own paths. They find their own right. niches that they are going to explore and go into. And we can do as much as we want to introduce them to this one particular path that we define as success, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean that they're going to follow it. And even if they do, it doesn't mean that they're going to be happy. How many
right.
times
That's
have we
right.
seen mm. young adults who are completely miserable
right.
because while they may have quote-unquote success because right. they have a job and they've completed school and mm-hmm. stuff like that, but they're completely miserable because they're just right. doing what their parents wanted them to
That's
do.
That's right. They have college degrees and they have no idea what they want to do with that right. college degree. They've achieved success as mm-hmm. defined by their parents. They have no idea what they want to do with it.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we can't fall into that I mean, this is a labyrinth. I mean, it is a maze of confusion and frustration, and our kids are going to, in very few, if any, ways benefit from parents making the decisions about what success is.
Right. What is success, and how do you achieve it? I discovered this when I had my first child, and I discovered it was really a shock to me. He had a very good job at a really good grocery store. He was working in a bakery of a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And he was learning things. And it was just a part-time job. He was right. in high school. And I thought, boy, that'd be a great job to have. I mm-hmm. thought it was great. And he was very nonchalant about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't care whether he had it or not. And
right.
if he didn't, it was okay. If he got fired, if he quit, you know, it didn't really matter that much to him.
Right.
He was making $10 an hour back in the 90s,
wow. you know,
which was a lot of money then.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a lot of money for a kid
mm.
to be making.
Yeah.
And so, but he said, no, I don't care. I'll just get another job.
Mm-hmm.
That was unheard of. And when you got a job like that in my day,
I didn't say anything.
I saw that look.
No, I was masking.
With wagons, right? Covered wagons and things, right? Is that what you're thinking?
I'm being very good.
Okay.
Not to say anything.
And so to have a job like that at that age, you never did anything to jeopardize
it.
He didn't care. So his path to success looked very different than my path. And I said, wow, what a different concept. And we see the same thing today. We have many parents who define success as you go to college, you get a job, and you start building assets.
Right.
There are a lot of kids who don't define success that way. Their success is, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to take 2 years off and go to Europe.
Right.
Success is defined very differently by parents and by their children.
Right.
And when you raise the children you have, you better know how your children define success before you try to determine what it's going to look like for them.
Right. But all of that said, don't like flip out when your 9-year-old or 8-year-old says, I'm going to be a professional football player when I grow up, and yet they've never played football before. That's what they're thinking about right then. But 9 and 10, 11, 12, we could keep going, 13, 14. They have no idea, really, what they're going to be when they grow up.
And that's
going to
self-correct as they go along. You know, we have high school baseball players who can throw 85 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's going to self-correct because they're not going to the majors.
Right.
You're not big enough and you don't throw 95 miles an hour. That is all going to self-correct and you don't need to worry about that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just let things go. Now, you don't squash their dreams.
Right.
You don't take opportunities away from them. Mm-hmm. If you have that kid and he says, can we find, I found this guy, he's a pitching coach and he's going to help me.
Absolutely.
And he's going to help me get stronger so I can throw harder and... Fantastic. Let's explore those opportunities. We're not going to squash any of that, but we're not going to say, okay, well, that's it. He made a decision. It's a bad decision. I don't want that decision for him.
Right.
But, it's over with. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is your child is going to change over time.
Right.
Allow him or her to change. Allow him or her to explore and sort of express themselves by defining their own level of success.
And if your child... I saw this happen a few years ago, a girl, and she said, I'm going to be a rock star. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in a rock band. She was about 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. Maybe she would someday be in a rock band. In the meantime, she has to do her math homework.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, as a parent, it's our job to make sure that everything else gets accomplished and that, yes, you're going to be in the NFL someday, but you have to do your algebra homework.
Right. Right. So, and exactly. And so you build those consequences or those expectations into it. Okay, well, if you want to go out and train or if you want to go out and practice,
that's right.
This is what you do first, and then you go out and do that.
Let them have
have to meet your obligations first.
Let them have their dreams. But as you say, you have to let them have, and you have to encourage their dreams, whether it's music or sports or whatever. Right. Encourage the dreams, but make sure they do everything that they're supposed to do in the meantime.
Right, right. So, but let them find their own success.
That's right.
A parent is rarely successful in forcing their kid to follow the parents' dreams.
Mm-hmm.
More parents are frustrated about their kids' grades when the kid could care less what his grades are. How many times do kids come in and they're making C's and D's, and the parents are like, well, he's capable of making A's and B's, and the kid says, yeah,
but I am.
Whatever.
Wouldn't you like to talk to Bill Gates' father?
Yeah.
And say, tell me the conversation you had when he said, I'm quitting college.
Right, right. Yeah. Because,
I'm going to leave Harvard.
He said, what?
What? You're gonna give up a Harvard education for this?
Yeah. But you just never know where it's going to go, and so you have to allow some things to happen. There's going to be failure. There's going to be setbacks. But you got to let it happen, because that's how you're going to avoid struggles and conflicts and all kinds of other issues.
Yeah, because you're not pursuing success the way I define success.
Right.
And many parents have that struggle.
Yeah.
So let your children find their own way.
Yeah.
The whole thing will self-correct eventually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure will. So, all right. That's it?
Yes.
All right. Hopefully these podcasts have helped just kind of dispel, help you give you a little bit different of a perspective as it relates to these five big parenting myths.
We need to write a book about this stuff.
We could. we could write a book called The Parenting Myths and have one chapter, each chapter be a different myth. Hey, don't steal our ideas, any of you out there listening.
Yeah, we're going to get started. We're going to copyright.
Copyright.
No, we should. We should really. Yeah. We should really discuss all these things.
Yeah. Well, so if you're listening and you have any other myths or anything that you'd like for us to include in our book, write to us and let us know.
Or we'll if you disagree with us, let us know. We can always always open to new ideas.
Absolutely. So all right. That's it. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.